It's Tuesday, the day we read from your emails and web comments. Yesterday, we talked about Michael Jackson with Lenny Kravitz and asked callers how to reconcile the many different sides of the superstar. Holly Hansen emailed from Lake Orion in Michigan to complain. NPR is usually my refuge and voice of reason. There was so much more going on in the world that was so much more deserving of your attention. Let the entertainment-focused media groups cover that sort of goofiness. President Obama continues to make his case to overhaul health care and lower the cost. 2 weeks ago, we talked with doctors and asked if they are the problem. Dr. Gail Herman, a primary care physician near Chicago, emailed to say, "No. To me, the insurance companies are a huge problem. They are for-profit and make their care decisions based on money, not good medical care. Every year, our reimbursements go down, expenses go up, and my salary is half what it was 10 years ago. The vast majority of doctors are ethical and don't do things for the money, but we are entitled to appropriate compensation for our work." Some doctors said, yes, we are the problem. Others pointed to patients at the problem. If you missed the discussion, you can listen to it on our website. Go to npr.org, click on Talk of the Nation. Just before Father's Day, we talked about following your dad's footsteps. Many of you had stories to share, including Thea Garfield. "Growing up, I always wanted to be a truck driver, like my father, and was always told never by my sweet but slightly controlling dad. He always pushed school, and so to school I went. I graduated in 07, magna cum laude. I have a job in my field, and here I sit wishing I were driving a big rig cross-country. Perhaps it was the fantastic stories or that he's been in every city I could ever name, but I can't help but think that it's innate." Finally, many of you responded to our conversation about the phrase, "That's so gay." If it's not okay to make racial or ethnic slurs, why is it apparently okay to use gay as an insult? Stephen Leader in Corvallis, Oregon, directs an office of gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender outreach and services. "We deal with the aftermath of the use of the phrase, 'That's so gay,' daily," he wrote. "When teachers and administrators and parents remain silent about the phrase and how it's used in their presence, they give tacit approval of the idea that being gay is somehow wrong. The cumulative effect of hearing this phrase many times per day, every day for years, is very detrimental to those just coming to terms with their sexual orientation." If you have comments, questions, or corrections for us, the best way to reach us is by email. The address is talk@npr.org. Please let us know where you're writing from and give us some help on how to pronounce your name. If, for example, you wanted to tell me that it's pronounced Orion and I got it wrong. Talk of the Nation is produced by Susan Lund, David Gura, Susanna George, Kareem Estefan, Dahlia Martinez, and Barry Hardiman. Our editor is Scott Cameron. Sarah Handel is our associate producer. She also handles our web content. Our intern is Irene Wolf. Gwen Uten directs the program. Drew Reynolds is our technical director. He gets help from Kimberly Jones and Dennis Nielsen. Our theme music was composed by Greg Smith. Our supervising senior producer is Carlene Watson. Sue Goodwin is the executive producer. Alan McDonald is NPR's executive producer of news programming. And I'm Neil Conan, NPR News in Washington.